Mirabelle Breaks the Rules, written by Harriet Muncaster and read by Emily Wheaton. It was the first day of a new term at witch school, and I was up early, before anyone else in my family. "Let's make breakfast for everyone," I said to my pet dragon, Violet, as she fluttered in the air next to my ear. "It will be a nice surprise." Violet did a little snort, and purple flames shot out of her snout. I hurriedly batted them away with a tea towel. My mum gets funny about scorch marks around the house. I started to put bowls and plates on the table and put some bread in the toaster for mum. We all eat very different breakfasts in my family. My mum is a witch and eats all sorts of horrid things. Her favourite breakfast is spider-sprinkled toast. My dad, on the other hand, is a fairy. He likes eating flower nectar yogurt and lots of green salads. Fairies love nature. The toast popped, and I reached for Mum's jar of frizzled spiders. "Yuck," I said, as I tipped a heap of them onto her toast. Next, I put some yogurt and flower petals into a bowl for Dad, and then started to make mine and Wilbur's breakfast. Wilbur is half fairy, just like me, except he doesn't like to admit it. He insists that he is a full wizard most of the time. I don't mind my fairy side so much, but I definitely feel more witch. That's why I decided to go to Miss Spindlewick's witch school for girls. As I was buttering Wilbur's toast, my eye was drawn back to Mum's spider jar sitting on the counter. A naughty idea floated into my head. "Go away," I told it, but the thought would not go away. My toes started tingling at the idea of mischief. I pulled Mum's spider jar towards me and used a fork to scoop out just one little crispy critter. I dropped it onto Wilbur's toast and then quickly slathered it over with jam. He would never know it was there until he felt it crunch in his mouth. I giggled at the thought of him discovering the spider. Both of us hate witch food. "Breakfast time!" I called up the stairs.
"How thoughtful of you to make everyone breakfast, Mirabelle," said Dad as he tucked into his rose petal yogurt.
I smiled sweetly and watched Wilbur from out of the corner of my eye. "I hope this is a sign of things to come," said Mum. "What do you mean?" I asked.
"Well, it's the first day of a new school term," said Mum. "I'm hoping you're starting as you mean to go on. I don't want to hear any more reports of mischief from your teacher this year."
"Oh," I said, and felt my cheeks turn a tiny bit pink. Wilbur took another bite of his jammy toast.
Crunch!
I gulped. Mum frowned. Wilbur stopped chewing for a moment, and then his face turned very white. He spat his mouthful out onto his plate and stared, horrified, at the spider leg sticking out of it.
"Mirabelle!"
he shouted angrily. Then he picked up the chewed up mouthful with the spider leg in it and threw it at me. I ducked just in time.
"Mirabelle,"
said Mum, and her eyes went very dark and glinty, like they do when she's getting angry, but the corner of her mouth twitched slightly. My mum has a mischievous streak inside her, too, though she does her best to hide it.
"Sorry,"
I whispered, but it was hard to get the word out because I was trying not to laugh. Dad looked genuinely disappointed and was worriedly swirling his spoon about in his yogurt.
"I hope you haven't put any spiders in my breakfast," he said. "You know I'm a vegetarian. This is really disgraceful behaviour, Mirabelle.
I'm hoping for better this year from you at witch school."
By 8:30, Wilbur and I were ready by the front door with our broomsticks.
"Have a lovely first day back at school,"
said Mum, as she kissed us both goodbye.
"And remember to behave yourselves," said Dad.
"I always behave myself," said Wilbur indignantly.
"I'm not talking to you,"
said Dad, and stared pointedly at me.